Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, one of my favorite songs. Head Games!
Head Games!
It's you and me, baby. And I don't care who you are. That is their greatest record. Foreigner is your artist of the day. A little warm in there, Will Sterling.
Just a touch.
Is your back sweating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay?
I could tell the second I walked into the building in the second floor. You know, there are days where the temperature just fluctuates in this building. Today's one of them. It feels like it's, I don't know, July, August outside, and it's warm in here.
I'm kind of comfortable, strangely. Ooh. And I'm usually the guy who is sweating the most.
This booth in here is one of the hottest spots in the building. And, yeah, I knew it was going to be bad when I got a text from Jason Katz telling me the booth is going to be really hot today. And then the first thing Rebecca Crockett said to me when I walked into the newsroom was, I got bad news for you, Will. The booth is really hot today.
Okay.
So I hadn't even sat down yet, and I'd been warned twice.
All right. If it makes you feel any better, this studio is also very hot.
Well, this studio, if it makes you two feel any better, Dana, you can speak for me if you wish, is quite comfortable.
It's usually about 2 degrees warmer in here because of all of the hot air coming out of your face.
And stay down.
And we're off.
And here we go.
I have something for you from my mother.
For me?
Yep.
Oh.
Because it's Tuesday.
I love Big Juicy.
Samuel, she wanted us all to know.
Mm-hmm.
I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. Mm. I won't lie.
Phrasing.
It was a rocky road.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
Listeners with material.
You're welcome.
Mothers with material.
I'm not going to
It was a meme. That. She sent it to me. It's Tuesday. I thought I'd share it.
Oh, do you want to do Terrible Joke Tuesday today?
Well, I think the bar's been set.
Very low.
Mm-hmm. I can just step right over that.
Yep. I mean, there's no limbo under that thing.
Addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. I won't lie. It was a rocky road.
No.
Just pass right over that bar in stride.
Right on over.
I mean, you may not even have to step over it. It's just like a simple walk.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday later in the show. She sent me that last night. I laughed out loud.
Boy, oh boy.
I've been saving it for you. There you go.
That's a bad one.
I know.
Tell mom to leave the jokes to Craig. Okay?
It was a meme.
Sad news today. Cokie Roberts from ABC News died today at the age of 75.
God bless her. I heard that on the morning news with EJ and Ellen. You know, they met her.
I've met her 1,000 times.
What a strong, beautiful, accomplished woman.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2002. Kept working nearly to the end. She appeared on This Week in August, drawing concern about her evident weight loss, that she released a statement saying, "I am doing fine and was looking forward to covering next year's election." By the way, she is survived by her husband of 53 years, Steve Roberts. Mm-hmm. And I distinctly remember how kind she and Steve Roberts were. I remember being in Denver for the Democratic convention in 2008, and she and her husband happened to be at the same hotel as I was. And so we had to ride the same bus back from, you know, the convention. I mean, when you have a convention in a major city like Denver, or any city for that matter, the downtown is cordoned off.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to go to these bus lanes, and then you have to make sure you get on the right bus. And all this stuff is coordinated through the party. And we went to, in fairness, before everybody goes, I knew you'd go to the Democratic convention. I went to the Republican convention the week after. Okay? And she was there as well. But on this trip in Denver, she and I just happened to be, and her husband, in the same hotel. And the bus ride back to the hotel was about 30 minutes. It was way on the outskirts of Denver. And I remember sitting in the back seat with her and her husband, and they just basically held political court. And it was fascinating.
I always felt like, had I ever met her, I would be worried about every word coming out of my mouth because she's so brilliant.
So smart.
I would be worried I would just say something completely stupid, and you know me, I would. So I was always in awe of her.
She was absolutely brilliant. Cokie Roberts was. But it was so weird watching her and her husband together because you could tell they had been married forever.
Yeah.
They could finish each other's thoughts.
Well, and she grew up in a political family and around that.
Her dad was
life.
A Speaker of the House. I believe her mom was also a member of Congress, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, and you know, to hell with cancer. Did you also see today that Alex Trebek is having to go?
He's going back in for chemotherapy,
And he said in an interview that doctors think more chemotherapy is warranted after his, quote, numbers went sky high and he lost 12 pounds in 1 week.
Mm.
And so, my God, my thoughts are with
that one, too. He has pancreatic cancer, which is one of those, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, I just,
you know
everybody's hoping he's going to hang in there and do all right.
But I thought as of last week, the prognosis was really good.
He's doing good.
I mean, he was on Good Morning America last week, and, you know, he was, I'm not going to say cancer-free, but, you know, light was at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And you know what?
And that turns out not to be true.
We'll see, but he's been very open and honest about it throughout his journey, and he's going back for round two. So.
All right.
I know.
Okay, we're going to need some terrible jokes today. I know you're not a big fan of listeners with material.
It's fine. What?
Are you playing bingo in there?
That sounds
well,
like...
Well, of course I am.
How many?
When you asked me about
one.
Like James Taylor.
I think we only have one.
Yeah, I've only got one so far.
Yeah.
What, Big Juicy?
Now, tell the listeners... If they want to play along, you have created some type of template for this.
Five bingo cards.
Yeah.
Five separate bingo cards.
Mm-hmm. So you can pick which one you want to play.
We have that many things that we say?
No, it's just they're in different orders.
Oh. Yeah, different orders.
Okay.
You can find them on the KMBZ Twitter or mine, which is at OnAirWill.
Okay. But also, yes, you do have enough phrases that we could fill
we probably
five
could,
separate
yeah.
cards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still keeping a running tally of the things that I've missed.
Okay.
You're going to add them later?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, all you have to do is ask me which ones are Scott's and ask Scott separately which ones are mine.
That's a really good thought.
That's all you have to do.
That's really smart.
Here's the deal. Scott would just have to leave the studio for like 80 seconds, and I can rattle off 10 of them. Are you going to go now?
Wow.
We're kind of up against the clock here, but I can do it.
60. Okay.
I can do it.
60 seconds starts as soon as that door closes, which is now. Go.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That noise.
Yep.
I would put KU on there.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Roland Park on there.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee definitely has to be on there.
Uh-huh.
Brenniger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, hello. Now, this isn't about politics. We're not going to talk about politics.
Right.
But.
Yep.
That's got to be on there.
Yeah. We're up to eight.
Story comes from Fox News, so you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Let me see if I can get to 10.
One more and we'll be up to 10 here.
Hang on. I'm not looking at the text line either. How about.
You have 15 seconds.
Okay. I want to see if he can get that many in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Time's up. All right. I got 9 in how many seconds?
54 seconds.
In 54 seconds, I rattled off 9.
Some are already on the card.
Is it too late if I run out?
Now, they don't count if she said them, right?
No.
I have to say them.
That's, well.
You have to say them.
They have to be said on the show.
Right. In the normal discourse
right,
of conversation.
Right. Anything that has just been uttered does not count
on the bingo card.
Correct.
You want me to run out?
Yeah. Go. Okay. Hurry, hurry, hurry. We're running out of time. Get back in here at 2:18:30.
No.
All right.
Don't look at the text.
Hurry, close the door.
Okay, it's closed.
All right. Strawberry shortcake underpants.
Mm-hmm.
Run, do not walk.
Mm-hmm.
Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
Big Juicy. Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Anything KU. What am I at? Five?
Five.
Oh, God dang it. Chris Katz.
Mm-hmm.
Is that six?
Yes.
Okay. Her children.
Okay.
Leewood.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I at now?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Yeah.
Golf.
There's nine.
Oh.
I just
need one more to win.
You're tied with her.
Any of her friends, wine, books, Netflix, movies, things that don't count, things that don't matter.
What?
Now you're just saying random
right.
phrases.
Lincoln Logs.
Wine with friends.
You've already said that.
Damn it. We tied.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we'll say that you tied because Scott rattled off some things at the end which were just nonsense.
That doesn't count.
I was just, and they didn't count,
mm-hmm.
but I was just looking for an avenue in.
He was trying to make it to 10 and
no.
he was out of
nope.
actual phrases.
So we got nine out of each of you. Some of them overlap. Some of them are already on the card, but there are some things there.
All right.
So for future reference, we're in business.
576-7798. Is that one?
Yes.
'87 was the year. Permanent Vacation was the album. Aerosmith is a band. And it is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Here on Dana and Parks. We'll stare at Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. What do you got on your plate?
Nothing. I got a whole lot of nothing
today.
We're
going to get to this Shawnee Mission School District story. Did you hear about this?
I don't want to talk about anything that's going to make me mad.
Okay. Let me see what I got here in flowers and puppies.
that stack is really short.
Yes. Mm.
Very, very short.
Okay.
Will, flowers bloomed earlier today and puppies went outside.
Mm. Oh, good.
My backyard looks fabulous right now.
You could probably find cute puppy dog videos on the internet, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. you could.
All right. You want a happy story real quick before
do.
We get to the bad stuff?
Yes, thank you.
Proof that good people still live. Two high school students in Tennessee. What is it with Tennessee lately? I'm telling you, man. I think I might move there. Two high school students in Tennessee stepped up to help a classmate who had been bullied for wearing the same clothes every day. Michael Todd is a freshman at MLK College Prep in Memphis. Since the start of the school year 3 weeks ago, other kids have been making fun of his wardrobe. Quoting here from Michael Todd, "I've been bullied my entire life. I don't have any clothes at home. My mom can't buy me clothes. I'm growing too fast." On Tuesday, so today, this morning, Todd received a special gift from two football players during his third period class. Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett handed the freshmen bags that were filled with shirts, shorts, and shoes. Todd said their generous act was simply awesome. "This is the best day of my life." Graham, one of the kids who gifted these clothing items, said that he went through his closet and grabbed a bunch of clothes and told Garrett to do the same. "When I saw people laugh and bully him, I felt like something needed to be done," said Graham. Garrett said Todd's reaction to receiving the gift was priceless. Says Garrett, one of the gifters, "It was a weak moment for me. I almost cried."
How many schools locally keep clothing banks now? And if the answer is a few, that is not good enough. And here's why. Anyone listening knows you can go into your kid's closet, Scott, on any given day and probably donate a full bag's worth of clothing.
Without a doubt.
You know, they outgrow it when you swap from spring to winter and winter to spring. Sure. I went through some drawers today. I found six pairs of pants that haven't fit my son in 5 years.
And you got no more coming, right?
And you got no more coming. What do you do with them? Now, I'm sure the schools would say, where are we supposed to keep a clothing bank? I know that these schools could find a space for the students who have fallen through the cracks, who do not have the resources, their families do not have the resources to supply that.
Hmm. Somebody says Park Hill has a clothing bank.
Good, because the United States has clothing coming out of its ears. Have you ever looked at the, I mean, I hate to, it's waste. I mean, just the waste from the department stores when the stuff goes out of style and they can't sell it.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here is 576-7798. That's probably already been checked off your bingo cards, so that one doesn't count.
That's like a given. That's like a free space.
We will do, that is a free space. I don't think the phone number should count.
Why not?
I agree.
Because I have to give that out encourage people to call into the program.
But everybody has it on their card, so everybody benefits equally.
Well, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
That's just not fair.
Besides, it increases the odds of us getting a winner over the course of a show.
Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon.
I get a morning feeling up and down my spine. Cause I know that my Elvira's mine. So I'm singing Elvira.
Giddy up, boom, bop, boom, bop, bow, bow. Confuse the Oak Ridge. Oh, here we go.
Giddy up, boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow. Giddy up, boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow.
That was terrible.
What are you talking about? That was fantastic.
It's just like on the record, right?
Just like on the record. That's right, Will Stair. Giddy up, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow. Story here from the Kansas City Star. So you know it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got that one?
Yep.
Okay, good.
see, now you're going to be all paranoid about what's on the card.
Just do your deal.
All right, you're right. From here on out, I will not play to the bingo card.
Thank you.
Okay. The Shawnee Mission School Board unanimously voted to add language that includes sexual orientation protections. Listen to this. Days before the Shawnee Mission School Board voted overwhelmingly Monday night to add LGBTQ protections to the district's non-discrimination policy, Pawnee Elementary students were handed rainbow T-shirts.
Okay.
That did not sit well with some parents and teachers, including Pawnee third grade teacher Rachel Cherry, who argued the shirt was promoting a controversial sexual ethic. Quoting here, "The rainbow was once a symbol of childhood innocence, but it has since been turned on its head by our culture as a political symbol to represent gay pride," Sherry told the board, holding up the shirt, which was printed with a rainbow heart and the words Pawnee Elementary. She was one of 10 residents who spoke against the district changing its policy to protect LGBTQ staff and students from discrimination. By the way, this is a teacher. A handful of others spoke in favor of the protection. After a short discussion, the board voted to adopt the LGBTQ language, following the lead of nearby school districts, including Olathe, Blue Valley, and DeSoto.
You don't have a problem with the adoption of the non-discrimination clause.
I do not.
Your issues with the T-shirts.
I have. Well, here is my concern. Of course, I have no objection to the Shawnee Mission School District issuing protections.
Absolutely.
Regarding employment or otherwise for people who are LGBTQIA, however long the alphabet thing goes. Here's my problem. When the district itself is handing out T-shirts to elementary school kids who have no idea what they're wearing, nor what they're endorsing, and using these children as pieces of propaganda, I have a problem with that.
I will say this. At at any age, I'm a little surprised the district, if it was in fact the district that did the shirts. Do we know that?
I believe it was. Let me read that again.
Because I'm a little surprised they just didn't say Shawnee Mission Schools, a place for everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? A more anti-bullying message than the Rainbow Heart. Something that said Shawnee Mission Schools, all inclusive all the time.
Yeah.
A place for everyone, a place for all people.
My kid's not your billboard, and especially not my elementary school kid who doesn't know what they're doing.
The only reason I tend to agree with you, and you're going to be stunned to hear me say it, because you know I'm an ally. The only reason I tend to agree with you is there are some people who feel like this is a political issue and not a human rights issue, and that's a discussion for another time.
It is.
And if so, help me, the district had passed out T-shirts supporting any other political ideology, I would blow my mind. I can think of a couple right off the top of my head that would just absolutely, I would be screaming about. So I agree with you because this opens up a can of worms that I don't want to open. I love the shirt. I think the shirt's great. I think the district should have gone with a different design because there are those who feel like this is a political issue, and I don't want the school district handing out T-shirts that say, you know, praise the Lord or, you know, go get your guns or any of that stuff. I keep it out of the schools.
See, it's rather remarkable that the school district would forbid a teacher from wearing a Warren for President T-shirt or Make America Great hat or whatever.
There are districts who
strongly condemn any sort of political statement, unless it's a political statement that they endorse. And I need not remind you, the school board, and it's fine. Again, let me go back and reiterate, because I'm already being called a bigot on the text line. I am not a bigot. I have gay people in my family and I have gay friends. I have absolutely no issue whatsoever
with the LGBT protections.
None. In fact, I endorse it.
I agree.
I think the Shawnee Mission School District actually made the right decision. But using first, second, and third graders as your political pawns to wear T-shirts around with your political message, I think is a bridge too far. These kids don't even know what they're wearing. And you don't take into account, whether you agree with it or not, that there are some families, for religious reasons, who would oppose you giving their child that T-shirt.
I wouldn't have a problem if they put this in the school store. You want to buy one of these shirts?
Fine, buy it.
Absolutely fine.
Handing it out for free without taking into consideration my family's beliefs.
Only because I would not want shirts bearing any other message that I vehemently disagree with passed out to the kids. So,
I mean,
this is why I say keep the religion out of schools. You only want religion in schools if it's your religion.
Right.
And that's not the way the world works. That's why it has to be none.
And you only want your political ideology in school if it's your political ideology.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I want to see Pawnee Scott, Elementary School kids wearing now?
Some people would say this is not a political ideology shirt. This is a human rights issue.
Well,
this is a fairness and bullying issue.
Then fine. You know what I want to see Pawnee Elementary School students in Shawnee wearing next? You can have my gun when you pry it from my cold, dead finger. That's what I want to see them wearing tomorrow. And that's not going to happen. This is outrageous.
It's outrageous because I don't want it to go the other way. So it's safer just to say, we're going to offer these. If you want to purchase one in support of our LGBT friends, great.
These are elementary school students.
I know, Scott.
They're not
I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you for different reasons.
But I'm frustrated, Dana, because these are students who aren't even being taught sexual education yet. Because they're too young.
But, Scott, what you have to realize is that we have a crisis. We have an epidemic with kids in school much earlier than you think who are struggling with identity issues on a large scale. It is an epidemic if you look at the suicide rate. And so I don't think it's too early to be having those conversations, that it doesn't matter, you know, who you love, if you're black, white, purple, or green. We are all people in this school community, and that's great. I think it needs to be age specific, but I don't
think that's a great term.
It needs to be age specific. I don't think it's too soon to begin having those conversations when we are seeing massive depression and anxiety issues in kids that age.
Then fine, Dana. Then hand the kids in the elementary school shirts that say "One School, One Community, Pawnee Elementary."
Love it. I think they could have handled the messaging differently to avoid the hornet's nest that they have kicked here.
I mean, they literally... does nobody sit down and go, okay, wait. All right, wait, guys, hang on, Mr. Principal. I mean, is the principal immune from a
I think they're trying to take a stand against bullying because they have seen the devastation it causes when we're losing kids in our schools at the rate that we are.
But we're talking about first and second grade students who don't even know what this is. They
Someone
don't even know what they're wearing.
There is no way the district provided these. There's no way.
Then
this
who
had
did
to
it?
Be, this had to be a school or parent group.
And the school allowed it?
I wasn't there, Scott. I don't
know
how they
were handed
out.
At some point, did the principal not realize that? Let's take that assumption as fact, okay? That it was a parent group out front. I've dropped kids off at elementary schools enough to know how the drop-off line works, okay? You're telling me that as all the teachers are out front, they're always trying to move you forward, keep moving, we got to get all these kids in the school, that a group of parents were just sitting out there with their boxes of T-shirts. What do you need, a small, youth medium? Oh, you look like a youth large. You're a big kid. No way.
I don't know.
No way. It has to be school or district approved. And the principal of Pawnee Elementary, if he or she endorsed this idea, should be fired tonight.
Oh, come on.
No, no. Should be fired tonight. I endorse what the district did. I endorse what the school district did by protecting those who work for the district who happen to be LGBT or Q. Okay?
I would be curious how it came about. I highly doubt this was taxpayer dollar funded.
What if it was?
From the level of... I just don't think it is, Scott. If you know, please call in.
576-7798. Would love to hear from those of you who are parents at Pawnee Elementary School in Shawnee. 576-7798. From the text line. And by the way, if I said Pawnee Elementary in Shawnee, I misspoke. It is in Overland Park. I meant to say in the Shawnee Mission School District. So if I misspoke, I apologize. And I think I did. But texter writes in at 9366, my godson knew that he was gay when he was in elementary school. So shut up, Parks. That may be well and true. A child in elementary school usually...
or who is not going through those things would not automatically know what was going on.
And usually children in elementary school do not act on their sexual inclinations, if they have them at all. I knew in fifth grade that I thought girls were cute. I didn't ask any of them out. I didn't try to kiss one. I didn't try to hold their hand. What I'm saying is, if you want to have this discussion regarding high school students, we can certainly have that. I think an elementary school is an inappropriate place for this sort of demonstration where you're handing out T-shirts as the kids are getting out of the car.
I think it needs to be age appropriate because a lot of kids do start having these feelings very young.
That's fine.
And we start to see bullying behaviors very young.
Agreed.
And anything they can do to stop that,
but you would
all
agree,
for it.
And I think we talked about this in the last segment. If you want to print out a T-shirt that says, one community, one people.
Yeah. All
people. Pawnee Elementary. Yeah. All people. Pawnee Elementary.
Yep.
I'm fine with that. Tammy in North Kansas City. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. I just wanted to say, after having a couple friends that have children that have been through this situation, I do believe the elementary is when this stuff comes up. I think we need to step back and realize this isn't about a sexual act. It's about, one, having little crushes on people and being okay with it at that age, that it is okay to have it towards the same sex. Two, that I think we need to realize that sexuality and our gender are fluid and that there's people all over the place. And it does happen as early as elementary school, going into middle school. And nobody in elementary school or middle school or high school or coming out in their 20s or wherever with whatever they're having should feel bad or feel guilty or ashamed of who they are because they don't fit the normal box. And I do think that that is happening in elementary schools. You have kids making fun of kids for being what we would have called sissies or being a tomboy.
Or Tammy, whatever. Using worse language and not really understanding how hurtful
what
that is or what it means.
Exactly. And it starts with that where you're not, everybody just wants to be a part of the group. And in elementary school, it's definitely happening at those ages. And I think, Scott, you're a little out of touch with that.
I would also like to say, though, Tammy, and I know there are those of you listening out there who agree and have seen this with your own kids. My children have never thought twice about any of this. They have grown up going to school with people who have two moms. They've grown up going to school with people who have two dads.
Exactly.
They've grown up with friends who are transgender. The adults always make this.
Then if the children don't have these inherent biases, why do we need to hand out these T-shirts?
Because they're still bullying, and some do, Scott.
Because there are still families out there that are telling their kids going to hell.
That's right.
That's a valid point, Tammy. But are you telling me that a first grader or a second grader or a third grader understands the T-shirt they're wearing? Or are they just a billboard for your political ideology?
I don't think it's a politic thing. I think it's a social issue. And I also think that they are thinking, I'm pretty sure if you would ask them, they are probably thinking it's for inclusion for their school.
Well, social issues are political.
It shouldn't be about the sexual act.
But Tammy, social issues are political. And we're talking about first, second, and third graders who don't even understand what this is.
But Scott, if it does open a conversation.
I think a lot of them probably understand more than you're giving them credit for.
In first grade?
Yes, I do.
At the age of six,
Scott, children
understand homosexuality.
I think that it
is. I don't think they understand all of it there is to, but I think they're starting to understand that it is a part of the society.
Okay.
I think age-appropriate teaching of inclusion is important even in first grade.
Dana, you'll never get me to argue against teaching about inclusion. What I'm saying is you don't have the right to use my child as your political billboard. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.